We're talking high school football here on KSOM, talking with Underwood head coach Nate Mikkelsen. And, Coach, I must have felt good to get back on the winning track this week, 40-13 over St. Albert. What did you see as some of the keys in the win over the Falcons this week?
Well, we got off to a fast start. We haven't been able to do that over the course or sustain anything over the course of the first 2 weeks. So we got off to a fast start. Turned them over a couple times there late in the first quarter and got out to a 20-0 lead. Little disappointed in our second quarter effort or maybe just mentality. Had chances to put the game away and we just didn't. But we did, we started fast in the third quarter, emphasized that really, quite a bit at halftime because our third quarter has been a killer for us the first 2 weeks of the season. So we took the kickoff and scored on our opening possession. So that was good to get some more breathing room and had one bad defensive possession there in the second half and they scored on us there in the fourth quarter. But, overall, you're right. Just happy with the win, happy to be on that side of things as opposed to where we were the first 2 weeks and just got to continue to build and keep getting better each week.
Well, Buchholz had a big game for you on the ground, 24 carries, 149 yards, and a touchdown. What was the key for him running this week?
Well, Will's a kid we haven't had the first 2 weeks. He got a little dinged up in our scrimmage, prior to week one. So he was, he's been a major a loss for us, really, the first few weeks of the season on both sides of the ball. And to his credit, he's kind of, worked pretty tirelessly to get himself back as soon as he could. He was pretty close to 100% healthy. I wouldn't say he maybe had the burst we typically see from him, but definitely adds another dimension to our running game and just honestly another leader out on the field for us. So real happy for Will. He's a kid that's kind of waited his turn and this was going to be his breakout year, and to finally see a chance, finally get a chance to put his talents on display was good to see Friday.
So, Garrett, a lot of quarterback, threw for 165, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Pretty solid performance for him. What did you see overall with Garrett and directing the offense and the passing game?
Well, I still think that Garrett is still developing a relationship with our new receiving core that he's been thrown to this year. I think based on our success last year, in the vertical passing game, I think teams are trying to take that way, way more than normal. And to be very honest with you, we probably don't have the ability in the vertical passing game we did a year ago with just some of the speed and athleticism. So I think, we're really hammering the short intermediate passing game and some of our longer plays came, Easton Robertson caught a 5-yard pass that turned into a, close to a 50-yard touchdown catch. So those are going to be kind of how we're going to maybe try to attack defenses moving forward and see what we can open up there. But, Garrett's doing a great job. I think he's been pretty critical of himself the first couple weeks of the season, especially because his performance wasn't leading to wins and things of that nature. But, he's doing an excellent job. He's a great leader. I have zero doubt that he'll get it figured out and get our offense rolling.
The defense made some plays, particularly, 10 tackles for a loss. You had a couple of juniors, Lucas Bowes and Grady Jones, each had 3.5 tackles for a loss. So those two guys were able to make some terrific plays behind the line of scrimmage for you. That must have felt good to make some good tackling on the day.
Yeah, for sure. The guys bought into the game plan. We're moving Grady around a little bit defensively. He's playing some defensive end. He's playing some nose for us. Big physical, athletic mismatch for us there on the D-line in some situations. So, just kind of letting him do his thing and find the football. And he did that really well Friday night. Lucas is another kid that's, been in the program for 3 years and now getting his shot and making the most of it. And those two kids kind of spearheaded a pretty good night defensively. Again, we had a couple lapses. We gave them a short field in the first half off a special teams mistake. And then one kind of busted assignment there in the fourth quarter. But aside from that, we kind of You know, we played pretty solid defense, let a few plays develop, but then we're able to rally and get off the field, you know, later in the drive. So just going to obviously have to keep doing that moving forward and try to eliminate as many of the bad plays as we can.
This week, another tough opponent. Coach, you got an AHSTW. What do you see in this matchup here against the Vikings?
You know, one of the tougher teams, obviously in Class 1A. We have one common opponent and, you know, they hung with Kemper, on Friday night, honestly better than we did the week before. So, you know, we knew that coming in, we knew the ability they were going to have, played them a couple times last year and, you know, kind of pretty close game, honestly, the first time around. So we know what they're capable of. You know, they return a lot of production, a lot of kids have played a lot of football in that program for a long time. So, you know, we knew going into the season that they were going to be a pretty stout ball club, and they've done nothing but prove that over the first 3 weeks of the season. So one we're definitely going to have to get geared up for.
Luke Stenberg, obviously, he's had a big couple of games in a row here for them. Camden Sukup can run. He can throw, do a lot of different things. You know, so how do you deal with the balance that they've shown on offense?
Well, going in with the mindset of, you know, they're going to make plays and they're, you know, they're too good to completely shut down. And we've got to understand that, you know, when they do make plays, we've got to eliminate touchdowns and regroup and again, try to get off the field. But, I mean, in terms of dynamic athletes, and those are two of the top ones that we've seen, you know, Sternberg kid is kind of, they got him all over the field, receiver, play some quarterback even, you know, runs in the backfield as normal, obviously does their returning for him. So, you know, he's got his hands on the ball as much as they can get him. So just got to be accountable in terms of where he's at all times. And the Sukup kid kind of burst onto the scene last year and had a really phenomenal year. So those are, like I said, two of the most dynamic athletes that we've seen or are going to see. So our kids are going to have to be dialed in and ready to go.
And I know it may be week four, but it's hard to talk about playoffs around this time, but here it is. I mean, if you look at this district, it's yourself, it's AHSTW, it's Trainer, probably the three favorites, and how this will work itself out. I mean, does that come – what does that mean to you, knowing that this ball game is really a huge game, and with your team 1-2 in non-district action, the most important thing here is, you need a win in terms of you want to think about postseason.
Well, yeah, I mean, and our mindset is obviously we're going to attack one game at a time, and our mindset is we want to be, you know, start out the district season 1-0. I think, you know, we preach within the program to not, you know, get ahead of ourselves or look ahead or anything like that. And I know that's easier said than done sometimes, but I mean, with the vulnerability that we've showed this year, you know, already, I think our guys and their attention to each game at a time, you know, I don't think we'll have any problem keeping them on track there. You know, this, again, we knew going into the season that Avoca is going to be one of the most talented teams in our district. That hasn't changed. You know, it's kind of a measuring stick game for us, you know, the first game of the district season. So, you know, we'll kind of see after Friday night where we stack up. And again, we won't worry about the playoffs until until we get to that time. But, you know, we'll emphasize to our guys that, you know, we're going to take each week one at a time, and at that point, the playoffs will take care of themselves.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and certainly best of luck this week against AHSTW. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Nate McHaleson, head coach for Underwood Football, with us here on KSOM.